Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. Maybe you're in a place right now where you're thinking of taking a break from alcohol for 30 days. Well, today in this video, I'm going to break down 6 tips, but this isn't going to be some watered down video of like, just count to 3 when you get a craving or some nonsense like that. That doesn't really help anyway. This video is going to be a little bit more harsh, a little bit more realistic about the things that you can expect and how to overcome them. And listen, I'm not going to say that it's guaranteed that you're going to make 30 days without drinking, but after you watch this video, I think your chance of succeeding is going to be tenfold greater. Okay, so tip number 1, taking a break from alcohol can be both good and bad. Now, I know this isn't necessarily a tip that you can go and apply, but the mindset behind it will all start to make sense. Now, for some people who have drank for a prolonged period of time, they might just feel a little bit sick of drinking. They might just be like, do you know what? I need to give my body a rest. I need to give it a break. And then when they go back to drinking, they'll just maybe drink a little bit less than they did before. Can that be effective for some people? Yeah, I suppose it can. Other people, they might just really want to stop drinking alcohol. They say, right, I'm going to start with 30 days. And then they get this contrast of how much better life is without alcohol. Then they decide to never drink again. Again, another great scenario. However, for me, stopping drinking for 30 days was always going to be a disaster. Because if I was trying to stop drinking for 30 days, it wasn't my first rodeo. I had tried to stop multiple times. So this idea of stopping for 30 days, here's what would have happened. Maybe I would have, I don't know, blacked out one night, woke up the next day like, oh my days, right? And then I vowed to myself, I'm not going to drink for 30 days. Now, this is what would have happened next. I'd have not drank day 1. Day 2, day 3, day 4. Then the bad feelings and the bad effects from the previous 4 days have worn off, and now it starts to get hard. Maybe my friend gives me a call, says, Leon, do you want to come out tonight? Maybe I just walk past some beers in a supermarket. Maybe I see a TV advert, or I watch, I don't know, some TV show where their characters are all drinking. And I'm like, oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? That's how I would feel. And what would happen is this would then go on for 30 days, if I last 30 days. And by the time it's day 30, I am so desperate to have a damn drink that I just go nuts. I'll drink. And quite often, I end up drinking more than I did before. And then it starts again. Because when we stop drinking for a short period of time, we're using nothing but willpower, right? We're resisting alcohol. We're getting through it. It's hard to not drink, and we're just going to get through it and then go back to what it was like before. So you can see that sometimes it can be good. Sometimes it can be a bad idea. And I will break down what to do if you think it's going to be a bad idea. But that might be a little bit controversial because I'm not trying to discourage you to drink less. That is not what I'm trying to do. If you want to stop drinking for 30 days, do it. I'm just sharing my experience of why that never really worked for me. And it's because I hadn't changed my perception of alcohol. It's because I still saw it as a good thing. So in my mind, it was always on a pedestal. Now, the second tip that I've got for you is a question that you need to answer. Are you being 100% real with yourself? Have you tried to do this already 15 times? And failed every single time? Or have you already done this 4 or 5 times and you've actually successfully stopped for 30 days or whatever, however long it is, and you got back in the cycle? Because you've got to be real with yourself that are you doing this because you know in your heart that what you're doing is stupid? Drinking ethanol is stupid. No offense, I don't want to be mean, but it's a stupid behavior because it gives you nothing, you gain nothing, and all it does is bad stuff. And if you're telling yourself that I'm just going to have a break for 30 days and then get back on it again, is that really the right thing for you to do? Be honest with yourself. Just be honest with yourself for a second. Is it really the best idea to stop for 30 days? Maybe it is. I can't tell you, right? I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm not trying to tell you what's right or wrong. All I want you to do is be real with yourself. So, okay, let's move on to the third tip, because now it's going to start getting a bit more applicable. These are things that you can actually do. So let's say, all right, you say, okay, now, Leon, I'm doing 30 days. I'm definitely ready for this. The best thing that you can do during that 30 days is read about alcohol. It's to make studying alcohol and addiction and things like this a priority. What I would recommend is finding channels like mine, maybe some other channels, maybe you resonate with somebody else, maybe buying some stop drinking books. There's tons of books on Amazon. Just search stop drinking alcohol and spend the next 30 days trying to understand what is going on. What is happening with alcohol? Why do I keep drinking it? And if you can understand the root cause of why you're drinking it, which by the way, has got nothing to do with you or anything like that, and got everything to do with the conditioning and the addictive nature of the drug, when you start to get clear on all of this stuff, it's like a shift. You start shifting on how you see alcohol. You stop seeing it as this harmless fun, this enjoyable thing, this thing that I can't wait to drink in 30 days, to something that provides nothing at all to you. And I promise you that when you start making that shift, 30 days can just be the beginning. Because if you see no benefit to going back to drinking alcohol, 30 days becomes 60 days, 60 days becomes 90 days, 90 days becomes a year. And then before you know it, you're 20 pounds down. Your relationships are better. Your business is starting to take off. Loads of great things start happening in your life. But that only happens if you get real with yourself and you start doing the work. And this is something that I call first principles thinking. Rather than listening to the average Joe that says, stopping drinking is hard. Why would you want to stop drinking alcohol? Maybe you're an alcoholic. Instead of listening to this common sense, what we need to do is we need to break the problem down from first principles, research, study, learn about it, look at all the component parts of the problem, all the things that are going on, all the things that are conditioning us to see alcohol a certain way, study them and change our perception. That is the secret. That is the key to getting rid of alcohol from your life. It's to change your perception through study. And listen, that's not easy, but it's a damn sight easier than poisoning yourself for the next 20, 30 years. Which leads me to the fourth thing. And I know I keep hammering this point, but I need to hammer it again because it's one of the best tips ever. But you must recognize that there are no benefits to consuming any amount of alcohol. I don't care if you say, my friend drinks half a pint a night. It still does nothing for them. This is what you need to get clear on. If you drink alcohol after those 30 days, you will still gain nothing. And the likelihood of you going back to what it was like before when you were unhappy with your drinking in the first place is high. In fact, it's almost 100% probable. I'm getting charged up now because stopping drinking didn't just change my life. It transformed my life. It changed every single area, which leads me to the fifth tip. So let's say you're at a place right now where you say, right, Leon, I'm going to do the 30 days. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to study. What else can I do to make that 30 days better? One of the best things that you can do in that 30 days is make health a priority. It's to, I don't know, get yourself a personal trainer, get yourself back on an exercise program, start eating some nutritious foods, start sleeping better. Because what you want to do is get to a place in 30 days that the contrast of how you feel is so different to what it was like that it becomes logical to continue. And that only happens if you start taking your health seriously. If you just stop drinking alcohol and order junk food and sit around watching Netflix all day, then you're going to feel like crap anyway. So the likelihood of you going back to drinking is probably quite high. But if you can be honest with yourself and remind yourself of how bad things were, what spurred you to get into this position, and then you've got this point of contrast of you healthy, fit, you know, working towards something, working towards some fitness or health goal, it's going to be so much easier for you to do the sixth and final tip, which is to commit. It's to stay on the path. I know that sounds like a basic thing to say after all the things that I've just said to you, but I mean it. Don't go back to alcohol. Take the 30 days, feel great. Maybe write in a journal of how much better you felt before. In fact, that could even be another tip. You could write in a journal when you make the decision to do the 30 days of how crap you were feeling so you don't forget. Because once the 30 days is gone, we can start to say, do you know what? Maybe I could drink again. I feel great now. And then before you know it, 6 months later, you're picking yourself back up. Maybe you've gone back to a bottle of wine a day, two bottles of wine a day. Is it really worth the risk?
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.